Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Some breaking news this morning. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley said at 4:07 a.m. that he has received the FBI report for Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Here's where things stand. Late last night around 10 p.m., Mitch McConnell filed cloture on the Kavanaugh nomination, which sets up a vote on Friday morning sometime around 10:30. If McConnell can muscle the votes, which will be clear in the next 12 or so hours, that will set up a vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation 30 hours later, which will be sometime around 5 p.m. on Saturday evening.
Here's how the president views the Kavanaugh situation. He tweeted at 10:23 p.m., "Wow, such enthusiasm and energy for Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Look at the energy. Look at the polls. Something very big is happening. He is a fine man and a great intellect. The country is with him all the way." Today, reporters are going to stake out the room where senators are reading the report. As each Republican senator exits, they'll be asked about the contents of the FBI memo and whether it's going to affect their vote. This will likely go on all day.
Of course, the question is whether Jeff Flake, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski vote yes. Absent some major development in the FBI report, it's expected that Republicans could pick up someone like Joe Manchin. Our colleague John Bresnahan writes on Manchin that it sounds like he's leaning yes. He doesn't want to be the 50th vote, Bresnahan writes, but it seems clear like he would be okay being the 51st or 52nd, barring any new developments. Most Democrats are going to sharply criticize this investigation, perhaps even dismiss it, since it did not include an interview with Ford. This Congress has been completely unrelenting and will continue to be so. Kavanaugh will bleed right into the height of campaign season, which will bleed until Election Day, which will go straight into the aftermath of the election, which will go right into leadership elections, which will go right into Thanksgiving, and that will go right into the December 7th government funding deadline, and that will go into a fight over Trump's wall and the trade deal, then Christmas, and then the new Congress. 33 days until Election Day.
Josh Raffel, who served as Deputy Communications Director in the Trump White House and often worked on Jared and Ivanka's issues, is joining the e-cigarette company Juul Labs as Vice President of Corporate Communications. He will be based in New York. And we've got a first in playbook. The Senate Leadership Fund is reserving $13 million more in TV, radio, and digital ads in Arizona, Indiana, Missouri, and Tennessee. SLF had already booked $46 million in total ad reservations for those states.
Here's the latest on Kavanaugh. The Post is reporting the FBI probe appears to have been highly curtailed and that the investigation will unlikely answer definitively whether Kavanaugh is guilty of sexual misconduct. Bloomberg is up with a piece that says the FBI has not interviewed either Kavanaugh or Dr. Christine Blasey Ford because it does not appear the White House gave it the authority to do so.
The Wall Street Journal is up with a piece on how Vice President Mike Pence is expected to increase his criticism of China in a speech today. And our colleague Aaron Lorenzo reports that it's unlikely Trump will face any consequences, legal or financial, out of the recent New York Times bombshell story, which accused the president of dodging his taxes. Lorenzo reports that this is likely not to happen because it took place so long ago. And for your radar, Ted Hessen is reporting that a federal judge blocked the Trump administration's move to end temporary protected status for more than 300,000 people from El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan.
Tim Kaine, who's up for re-election in Virginia, got $10,800 from Elaine Wynn, the casino magnate Steve Wynn's ex-wife. Wynn was finance chair of the RNC before stepping down after sexual assault allegations. He also got $10,000 from Reid Hoffman, the co-founder of LinkedIn. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president will head to Minneapolis at 1 p.m. He'll participate in a roundtable with supporters and deliver remarks at a joint fundraising committee reception at 3:50. He'll then head to Rochester, Minnesota, where he'll hold a political rally at 6:30 at the Mayo Civic Center. He'll return to Washington after that. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.